First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show forth the Lord's death till he come. The Lord has promised to bless to us the reading from his good word. Three times in the epistles at least you read those words. As I have received of the Lord, that which I also deliver unto you. Now where do you read that? You turn to 1 Corinthians 15 and you read that thought. You turn to 1 Thessalonians 4 and you read that thought. And you come to 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and you read that thought. What I've received from the Lord, I deliver unto you. Now what's the truth of 1 Corinthians 15? It's the resurrection of Christ. What's the truth of 1 Thessalonians 4? It's the return of Christ. What's the truth of 1 Corinthians chapter 11? It's the remembrance of Christ. And whether it be the resurrection of Christ, or whether it be the return of Christ, or whether it be the remembrance of Christ, Paul says this: what I've received from the Lord, I'm going to deliver unto you. Now much could be said this morning on 1 Corinthians 11, and I'm going to say four things very quickly. I want you to notice an inward look, because remember that is in 1 Corinthians 11, an inward look. And then we're going to notice a backward look, for remember that is in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And then we'll look at an upward look, for remember that's in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And then we'll look at a forward look, for remember that is in 1 Corinthians 11. We do proclaim the Lord's death, and remember we do it until he comes. You ever noticed in your Bible that worship's not the first thing? Never heard that before. I've heard men teach that worship is the first thing. And I'll be honest, I've taught that. I've taught that worship is the first thing. You read about Leviticus before you read about Numbers. Leviticus is worship. Numbers is service. You read about springing up in John 4 before you read about flowing out in John 7. You read about going in to worship before you go out to service. And you read about a holy priesthood before you read about a royal priesthood. And listen to what the Lord says: thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. But remember, worship is not the first thing. So I see I've got your minds going. I see the wheels moving this morning. Worship is not the first thing. Ever notice that the Lord taught in Matthew 5? And in Matthew 6, and in Matthew 7, what did he teach? He taught first things first. Now we'll do it the Chinese way, is it? We'll start from chapter 7 and we'll move to chapter 5. What's the truth of chapter 7? You take the plank. You take the log. You take the beam from your own eye and then get that speck of dust from your brother's eye. First things first. So that's chapter 7. You agree with that? Come now to chapter 6. Listen to the well-known verse. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And we've no problem there. Come now to Matthew 5. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then worship. The truth is this. If I'm not right with a brother or a sister, I cannot worship. And I could go on for an hour on that. I'm not going to do it. We're all hungry. So there's the inward look. What's the inward look? Listen to it. Let a man examine himself, and then let him eat. There is the inward look. You know, you can't read 1 Corinthians 11, and we enjoyed it this morning. If any brother counted how many men, I wish Walter Gustafson was here this morning. If any brother or sister counted how many men worshipped this morning, tell me after the morning meeting. We had a great time this morning, and it wasn't a preacher's meeting. Thank God for that. Now, where are we? A backward look. One verse from the hymn book will do. What do we sometimes sing? Backward look we then to Calvary. And this morning we've had the backward look and we've been thinking about Calvary. You know, when there's worship, there's always the upward look. There's a verse in Lamentations chapter 3. Listen to what it says. Lift up your heart and your hands unto God in heaven. And when you and I worship, remember we offer up spiritual sacrifices. But I came this morning to speak about, that's good, that clock's slower than mine, so we're going to go by that clock. I came this morning mainly to speak about the forward look. You know, I read a thing this morning. I've read it, we'll say 50 times, maybe 100 times. I read a verse this morning, and you know, it struck me in a way that it never struck me before. The wife's never heard this one. I did tell her it this morning. In fact, she answered the question. I said to her this morning, could you tell me one thing the Father knows that the Son doesn't know? And she quoted that verse. Of that day and that hour knoweth no man. Nor the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. And I've come to tell you this morning. I told you it on Friday night. And I thought we might hear about something about the Lord's coming, but we never heard nothing. I'm not complaining. We've had a good conference, but you're going to hear something again about the Lord's coming. You know, there's no date given why. I would say two reasons. Reason number one. And I'm speaking to those now who are unsaved. Why is there no date given? Reason number one. That the unsaved will not put off the most important thing in their life. The salvation of their precious soul. And that's one reason why we don't know when the Lord's coming. But I'll give you another reason. And my brother touched it yesterday. That every Christian might be kept on the tiptoe of expectancy, that we might be waiting, that we might be watching, and that we might be working in light of the coming again of the Lord Jesus. Ever notice four times in the Bible you read those words? Till I come. Now where do you read those words? I turn to Luke's Gospel chapter 19. I read those words. Occupy till I come. I turn to John chapter 21. I read a verse. If I will, that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thy me. I turn to Revelation chapter 2 and I read those words. That which thou hast, I want you to hold it fast until I come. And I come to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and as we have read those words this morning, we've done it. We remember the Lord Jesus in the breaking of the bread and in the drinking of the cup. And remember, we do it until he comes. Now let's think of the first one this morning. Occupy until I come. I wonder if you and I occupied in the service of God. I live in Mississauga, a good place to live, near the airport, near the 401, near the 403, lovely place to live. Very often when I'm driving I see buses, and on the buses there's often very different things. For example, on one bus you'll read something like this. Square one. And you know that bus is all filled with women. And they're going to square one, to the great shopping mall. Listen to Mr. Ramsey's poem. God bless our wives, they fill our lives with little bees and honey. They mend their socks and they end life shocks, but don't they spend the money. But you know, there's another bus, and often it goes like this. Out of service. I wonder this morning, beloved, Are you out of service? Am I out of service? Three things we have to do continually. We have to continually seek God. We have to continually sacrifice to God. We have to continually serve God. You remember what said about Daniel? The God whom thou servest continually. My time has gone, let me say this. The Lord's coming. And in the light of the Lord's coming, what should mark us? We should love Him more fervently. We should serve Him more faithfully. And we should look for Him most earnestly. For remember, He that shall come will come and shall not